This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. This week, Governor Rick Snyder signed a bill adding genocide instruction to social studies curriculum in eighth grade through high school. Most of us have been taught about the World War II Holocaust in which the Germans murdered millions of people. A lot of that concentrates on the death camps, some of which had gas chambers where Jews and others were killed. Holocaust by gas. But there was also a Holocaust by bullets. Joining me now is Marco Gonzalez. He's the director of Yihad in Unum, which has been researching the German march to the Soviet Union and the systematic mass executions of Jews and Roma as the army marched east. So this history is often overlooked. Tell me about what your group is doing on the ground there to uncover this history and respect the victims.
The organization was built in 2004, so for more than 12 years we've been going into the field, village by village, to look for the witnesses, those who were children, those who were teenagers, and who saw what happened with the Jews and the Roma in all these villages. All of the Jews and Roma population were systematically killed in all these small villages.
How many people are we talking about?
According to the historians, we're talking about 2.5 million Jews.
Wow.
In what we call the ex-Soviet Union.
You brought an exhibit to the Holocaust Memorial Center at Zekelman Family Campus in Farmington Hills. What will visitors see?
They will see 5 steps we could identify in most of the villages in Eastern Europe where we have done research. We decided to build this exhibit not as a historical exhibit, but more to present it as an anthropological exhibit. So what we're going to see in this exhibit is the 5 steps to the murder of the Jews. The first one is the arrestation, when the Jews were all gathered and arrested by the Germans and sometimes local people. The second step will be the road, because the Jews, after they gather all the Jews together, sometimes in the church, sometimes in the marketplace, sometimes in what we call the small ghettos, they made them walk through the village until the place where they were going to be shot. And then once they arrived to this place where they were going to be shot, they asked them to undress themselves. And then the shooting itself, which is the fourth step of this killings. And the 5th step, which is they get all the belongings of the Jews, and most of the time they sold all these belongings by auctions in the villages. And all these steps of the killing and all this methodology of killing was public. So that is something that we could identify. Was not secret. Many times we thought that the Holocaust was secret, but in fact, all the local people, all the people in the village, they saw the killings and the process of the killings of the Jews and Roma.
So why have we not heard more about this part of the Holocaust?
There were different reasons. First of all, remember that the Soviet Union was close,
right,
until recently, so it was almost impossible.
Curtain.
Exactly, so it was almost impossible to get the archives and the information. And I think that also because we had very few survivors from those killings. We have a lot of survivors, not a lot, but we have some survivors that succeeded to escape from the concentration camps or from the small villages in Western Europe, and that today they could say the story, or they told the story during all these years. But most of the Jews who were killed in Eastern Europe, there were very, very, very few survivors. So most of the Jews who succeeded to escape, it was before the killing. And this is one of the reasons we receive a lot of letters and requests from families. They want to know what happened with their families, with their relatives who stayed in those villages, and they don't have any news since 70 or 80 years.
Most of these victims were buried in mass graves. I understand that you're trying to rebury a lot of these people. Is there any attempt at identifying them, or it's been 70 years? I mean, is there anything more than just giving them a proper grave?
That's one of the challenges of the work that we are doing. But first of all, we need to identify these mass graves, because many of these mass graves are not anywhere, are not in the archives. And today they are totally forgotten in the forest outside of the village. And it's only because of the memory of all these witnesses that we could identify in many cases where is the exact place of the killing site and where is these mass graves. As we are not a Jewish organization and we need to respect the Jewish law, so we are partnering with the American Jewish Committee.
You're a French organization.
Exactly, we are a French organization. So we are partnering with a Jewish organization, in this case it's the American Jewish Committee, to protect these mass graves. And once they have been identified and that we have all the information of what happened in these mass graves, so it's now to a Jewish organization to protect these mass graves.
Why an exhibit? Why is it important for the public to see these? I understand there's been a book written and there's written history, but I'm just wondering what an exhibit does that a book wouldn't do and why you're bringing it to museums such as the one in Farmington Hills.
Well, this exhibit has been presented in many cities, not only in the United States, but also in Europe and actually sitting in Guatemala. And I think what is different from this exhibit to any other exhibit related to the Holocaust is the fact that, as you mentioned in the beginning, there were no concentration camps. There were no gas chambers. So what the people are going to learn is this part of the history that happened in Eastern Europe. But unfortunately, this model of killing people, the killer saw its victim and its victim saw its killer, it's what happened after the Holocaust as well. Because they didn't do another Auschwitz. They didn't do more gas chambers to kill the people. But killing people today and burying them in mass graves, it's unfortunately what is still happening today.
Before I forget, tell me about the name of your organization, Yahad in Unum. What does that mean?
Yahad in Unum means together. It combines the two words in Hebrew and in Latin. Yahad, which means together in Hebrew, and in Unum, in one or together in Latin. Because the organization was founded by Jewish and Christian organizations.
That is Marco Gonzalez, the director of Yahad in Unum, talking about the exhibit Holocaust by Bullets, which will be at the Holocaust Memorial Center Zekelman Family Campus through the end of the year. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.